Good evening, Commissioners. My name is Roger Rojas. I'm a resident of San Rafael since 1981. I live at 223 Southern Heights Boulevard, but I'm here tonight to share with you a letter from the Marine Conservation League. And since you didn't receive it to see in your packet before, I would like to read it into the public record. I will promise you not to take more than 3 or 4 minutes, so I think we can stay within those time limitations. Our purpose in submitting the following comments is twofold. One, the long history of declaration of restrictions mentioned in the staff report constitutes a substantial administrative record, which together with the sensitive conditions of the site supports a fair argument that significant impacts could result from the project, and therefore a full environmental impact report should be prepared. Furthermore, we believe that mitigation measures would not reduce impacts to less than significant, and therefore the scope and the size of the proposed project are inappropriate for this site. On the restrictive covenants, it is important for the Planning Commission and the public to understand the proposed location is bound by a restrictive covenant detailed in the history of the Declaration of Restrictions. In 1983, the First National Bank of New Jersey owned all of the land from the Highway Frontage Road Civic Center Drive on the west to the bay on the east. A large project was planned for the western part called Civic Center North, which included housing, offices, a hotel, and a restaurant. This western part of the land was zoned for intensive development due to its position near the highway, and it has since been built, two office buildings, the Marin Lagoon Housing and the Embassy Suites Hotel. As a condition of subdivision approval, the eastern part of the land, Parcel B, which is the parcel in question here, was encumbered with the following restrictions due to its low elevation, historic wetland status, and distance from the highway. It was signed by the property owner, the City of San Rafael and Marin County, and reads as follows. Limitations on use. No use of said property described shall be made or permitted except the following: existing uses consisting of an airport and related uses, public utility uses as approved by appropriate government agencies, including flood control, sanitary, sewer, gas and electric, and public safety facilities, airport and airport-related uses, roadways, open space, private and public recreation uses. This declaration of restrictions on the covenants contained herein run with the land and for the benefit of the city and the county, and each of them shall be binding on all parties and all persons claiming under them, including all successors and assigns of the owner. The designation of recreational uses on the site at that time did not envision construction of buildings to be part of open space or recreation. Recreation at this site was assumed to include low-impact uses such as hiking trails, which would be compatible with the airport operations as well as with the wetlands of Galenas Creek and the adjacent habitats. What are the conditions of the site subject to significant impacts? Floodplain. This area, Parcel B, the airport land, is bordered on its two longest sides by two branches of Galenas Creek. It is underlain with bay mud from 10 to over 60 feet in depth. A former general plan described it as being the highest seismic risk zone, presenting hazards such as potential for severance of roads, utilities, and structural failure. The entire area is a floodplain, diked off from tidal action many years ago for the purpose of growing hay. The levees have been raised and structurally improved since that time, but the land and any occupied buildings continue to be vulnerable to major flooding in the event of a large earthquake or other natural disaster. Marin County has a long history of costly floods and public improvements wherever development has occurred within or even upstream of the diked historic tidelands of San Pablo and San Francisco Bays. The city should avoid any new projects such as this one proposed to be built in low-lying properties with a history of flooding and located in federally designated floodplains. As to airport operations, the airport currently serves the business community as well as recreational aircraft users. Planes using the runway must maneuver between the two branches of Galenas Creek and also avoid a large power line situated above the levee at its eastern end, at the eastern end of the runway. In spite of these hazards, the present openness of the airport lands, grasslands on either side of the runway, does give a plane in trouble the chance for corrective action. The large 30-foot-tall building and parking lot full of cars adjacent to the runway would significantly reduce the room for corrective action in times of poor weather conditions, posing a potential hazard for people in the plane or people on the ground. Habitat of endangered species. The existing airport structures and operations are generally compatible with important habitats in the Galenas Creek area, as airport policies have limited human intrusion into wildlife areas. The staff report includes brief biology reports about the California clapper rail habitat, which is mostly outside of the levees. Neither consultant's report includes sightings of rails, although Galenas Creek is one of the very best places to see these elusive birds, and our members frequently report seeing them there. Although the pickleweed and cordgrass habitat may seem narrow to the consultants, it has significant habitat value. We feel that it is also a major omission that no studies have been done on the salt marsh harvest mouse, another wetland species on the endangered list, which often retreats to grassy fields when tidal wetlands are flooded. The activity levels associated with the proposed 85,700 square foot building plus the outdoor athletic fields and traffic of 948 car trips per day would irreversibly change and destroy the openness and quiet atmosphere of the Galenas Creek area for both its wildlife and passive recreational uses of the area to enjoy wildlife, as do access and the neighborhood. The only access to the airport and the lands of Parcel B is over a one-lane bridge over the North Fork of Galenas Creek. The applicant proposes to widen this bridge, and the staff reports indicates that the proposed project would generate an additional 948 vehicle trips per day. This would be a significant and irreversible change in congestion, noise, and air quality for adjacent residents who live in Captain's Cove. The staff report dismisses as not important these changes to the neighborhood and the lives of those residents. The city has not adequately analyzed the impacts of this large, new proposed development on neighborhood residents. In conclusion, we believe that the proposed negative declaration does not objectively disclose the true impacts of this proposed large new development in an environmentally sensitive location, and that a competently and thoroughly prepared EIR is required. Further, we expect that an EIR will provide the city decision makers and the public the information required to make an informed judgment on the merits of the application, and will probably clearly reveal that this is not simply a benign recreational project, but rather a massive development that was never envisaged under the rubric of recreation for this site, and that the scale of the project and its associated traffic and human activity levels will significantly alter the local community and habitat for both humans and wildlife. Thank you very much.